In sub-Saharan Africa, a program started by a recent president has had a huge and beneficial impact on the continent. But some wonder whether American presidents will have that same influence in Africa in the future. The world's Anders Kelto reports from South Africa.
At the Siyafambili Orphan Village in Cape Town, dozens of children sit in an open courtyard. They slide paper beads onto long pieces of string to make brightly colored necklaces and bracelets. Ndileka Nameni, the orphanage director, says most of these children are here because their parents died of AIDS.
We have 288 kids that we are taking care around this community.
For years, Ndileka and her staff struggled to feed and support such a large group. Then, they received a grant from the United States, from a program started by President George W. Bush.
Yeah, it changed our life, our lives.
That American program has changed a lot of lives in Africa. The program is called PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. It was proposed by President Bush in his 2003 State of the Union Address.
This comprehensive plan will prevent 7 million new AIDS infections, treat at least 2 million people with life-extending drugs, and provide humane care for millions of people suffering from AIDS and for children orphaned by AIDS.
At the time President Bush spoke those words, many in the U.S. saw the AIDS epidemic in Africa as a tragedy that was too difficult and too expensive to tackle. But President Bush made this cause a personal crusade. With the help of Congress, he allocated billions of dollars to fight AIDS in Africa and changed the course of the epidemic. Dr. David Harrison, an HIV expert in Cape Town, says some elements of PEPFAR were controversial, particularly a requirement that sex education programs teach abstinence. But he says many South Africans viewed President Bush as a hero.
He was regarded as somebody who had a heart when their own government was still choosing to ignore and appeared to be so callous.
But what about the next U.S. president? Or the one after that? Do Africans believe that the person in the White House will continue to affect their lives in such a direct way? Michael Power, with the South African bank Investec, says no.
Actually, the presidency is not nearly as important as people might think it is.
Power says while American aid remains important in Africa, many countries see their economic future in trade. America used to dominate trade here, but Africa's largest trading partner is now China. Other countries, like India and Brazil, are also gaining ground. According to Power, some Africans are more interested in the meeting of China's Communist Party, which begins November 8th, than in the U.S. presidential election. And he says that's for good reason.
The transfer of power that's taking place in China is actually going to be more important than the transfer of power that will take place, if it does take place, in the United States in January.
Power says as African countries grow their economies through trade, and the U.S. considers cuts to foreign aid, the U.S. president could continue losing influence in Africa. And Africans will continue turning their gaze to the east. For the world, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town.